I want to talk about where Liverpool end up. Doing this, I often think, do we talk about Liverpool too much? Obviously, the Anfield episode theoretically does. It has to. That's its purpose. But there is a little bit of a thing where I actually think Liverpool are the most interesting team in the country at the moment in what is a pretty uninteresting Premier League, individual club Premier League year. I think there's lots of interesting sort of macro stuff about the Premier League at the minute. Mm-hmm. But I think there's the idea of a number of individuals, like Bournemouth are nowhere near as compelling this year as they were last year, even though there's not that much difference in the league table. Crystal Palace have become less interesting as the season has wore on. It's sort of worth pointing out, albeit maybe from the point of view of, you know, where things can go a little bit wrong, that gets dropped in there. You know, Burnley are now very much what everyone sort of presumed they would be. Sunderland will remain fascinating, I think, all the way through the campaign, and there's, you know, that's the truth of the matter. But I do think that Liverpool are the most interesting club, because I think Liverpool, there's a number of things that have been going on at Liverpool all at once, and there's a lot of context. So I always go back to you in a press conference when we were all much younger people in 2017, when you asked Jürgen, after they beat Middlesbrough to qualify for the Champions League, will this change your transfer targets? And Jürgen said, no. Jürgen said, no, it won't. Because this stuff's already locked in. We know what it is that we want to do. We've been optimistic that we'll qualify for the Champions League, but what it will change is we'll be in the Champions League, and I'm unbelievably excited about that. It's the biggest sporting competition in the world. And Jürgen very much went on that correct tangent. And I don't even think Jürgen understood how much Liverpool respond to Champions League football. You know, at that point, he was going to learn in a big way that lesson. So my thing here is that there's context all the time around the plan. So there's the plan for Liverpool. That's the way Liverpool have been run, I think, almost ever since, with one or two exceptions. There's the plan, and then there's the context. So one of the key bits of context when we talk about Liverpool this season, rightly, has been people saying, but you need to remember about Diogo Jota. But I think there's another piece of context, which is, it sounds ludicrous when you say it out loud, but which is, in a number of ways, the plan that may well have been pulled together around the August of 2024 does not necessarily account for Liverpool being champions.